So I used to do this feature on the show called Stars of Tomorrow, and I featured Staples High School kids because I was doing my show mostly in Westport at the time when I first got on the radio, and I just was so enamored with these children. But honestly, the people in our studio today are not even stars of tomorrow. They're young kids who are stars of today. So I want to introduce you first to their mom, Jill Johnson Mann. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having us on. You're
quite a force of nature. We have to talk about you, too. Cameron Mann is here, 15 years old. You might know him because he portrayed the role of Ryan Ross on Mayor of Easttown, which was unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I never watch anything. And that was an amazing...
Thank you. That was just wonderful.
And you were wonderful in it.
Thank you so much.
But you've done a lot of things. That particular series was nominated for 16 Emmys. Incredible.
It was amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, amazing. And you are very, very much a part of it. But I'd be a spoiler if we told just how important you were to them.
Uh-huh.
But we don't want to spoil it. We just want to talk about your experience. And Natalia Mann, you're here too. You're 12.
Yeah.
And you're at Bedford Middle School.
Mm-hmm,
which my son went to 1,000 years ago, was in a different building then. And you play Hannah in A California Christmas on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. You said it was number one in the U.S. on Netflix for a week and 13 most popular movie for the year.
Yeah, which was super surprising. We were super surprised and happy that that happened. It was unexpected.
Is this the kind of a story that is competing a little bit with the Hallmark Christmas movies? Is it the same kind of a theme? Like a romantic 2-hour with a happy ending in beautiful towns.
Yeah, kind of.
A lot of
like
tinsel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So Natalia, you're a professional actress. Cameron, you're a professional actor.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only 2 of 3. You've got a powerhouse brother as well, right, Jill? Your oldest son?
Yes. And Cameron also has a twin sister who thankfully is not an actor.
How's that possible? I mean, really?
She's on the fashion designer path, so I figure when the other kids are living in our basement later on in life, you know, at least they'll be clothed.
No, I think these kids are well on their way to definitely making a living from what they do. I actually want to begin with you, Jill, because you're the most intriguing. So you have 4 children, 3 of whom are... I mean, they have resumes that adults would be envious of. So tell me, as a mom, did you get them all started early? Like, how does this kind of thing just magically happen?
I think for a few reasons. First of all, I loved acting as a kid. Absolutely.
Did you act yourself?
I did. Certainly not on this level at all. I peaked in, you know, like the 6th grade musical. But I believe in its... power of bringing confidence and just the ability to, you know, public speaking and using your imagination, having a great time. So I did love acting. Let's start with that. But Jamie really started it all. My oldest, who's 18 now, he was just danced compulsively from the time he could walk. So he got into dancing more seriously, training with Alvin Ailey and School of American Ballet in the city, and then fell into acting in 2nd grade, and it sort of snowballed from there. And if the other kids watched what he was doing, I think Natalia has a very similar personality. They're big personalities. They like to be on stage. Cameron and Zoe were super shy, so really I put them in acting class just to help with class participation. You know, they were too shy to participate in class, so I put them in a class with Jill Jason at Center Stage, which used to be a school in Westport. And within a couple weeks, actually, their teachers commented on what a difference that made.
Oh, okay.
Cameron then fell in love with it, which was unexpected.
So, Cameron, you're 15.
Yeah.
When did you start auditioning for roles? How old were you?
I'd say I was... Well, I first started acting when I was around 8. And then I don't think I started professionally acting until I was 10.
Okay, so 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years you were an amateur, from 8 to 10. Okay. Do you realize how... you know, how extraordinary, how out of the ordinary it is for someone of your age to be on this kind of a level involved with these professional, you know, brilliant adult performers?
I do, and I'm so thankful for it. It's an amazing experience every time.
How did you audition for Mayor of Easttown? How did that happen?
Well, first we submitted self-tape auditions just from our home, and then I got a call back, so we went out to Philadelphia to do an in-person audition with the director. And then after that, we had another audition in New York. in New York City, and then
and was the one were any of them in front of Kate Winslet and the other people that you were actually going to be working with?
The one in Philadelphia was in front of the director, the writer, like the crew, like, yeah.
I'm interested. We're chatting with Cameron Mann, 15 years old. I'm interested in your audition. Like, are you reading a soliloquy from Shakespeare? Are you doing something from a favorite Star Wars movie? Are you reading from a book? What does your audition look like in a video? Like, what are you doing?
So we get a scene from the project. In order to... And then we act out that scene on camera just using... well, we use, like, a tripod and a ring light. And we put a phone in the middle to film it.
Okay.
And then...
And are you having your mom or your dad play another role in it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are you thinking, Cameron, when you were getting into that role of Ryan, which was, interestingly enough, your mom described you as shy before you became an actor. He was a very shy kid too. Uh-huh. So what did you access?
It was very easy to relate to him on that level because, you know, when I was younger, I was very shy. I loved to read. I was similar to him in a lot of ways. One of the scenes involves me doing homework on a Friday night, and that could be something.
That's so
that,
Cameron.
Yeah. I don't know about nowadays, but especially back then. So I still had it in me, so it was easy to access being Ryan.
Were the cast members nice to you, Julianne Nixon?
They were amazing. They were great mentors.
She's extraordinary, too.
Yeah,
like, what
they're
an actress.
Amazing.
Almost a Steen Stealer from Kate Winslet. Not quite, but almost. She was that good.
Yes, thank goodness she won, right?
She did win.
She won Best Supporting.
She was unbelievable.
Kate won Best Actress.
Yeah,
they both deserved it.
Is Kate as nice as she appears to be?
Definitely. She's very down to earth. She's an amazing, amazing person.
She's one of my faves for many years. So let me move to Natalia because I have all this talent in the studio. And we only have a few minutes. So you're 12.
Yeah.
You're in 7th grade.
Yes.
And when did you get the acting bug?
She's probably when she was 3 or 4. I mean,
really?
We have all
I
kinds of videos.
Young.
Really?
Her acting
yeah.
on her own.
Did you start like doing commercials and stuff? Like, how do you start when you're 5 years
well,
old?
Well, when I was younger, I started off really with modeling, and then I got into wanting to be like my siblings and that. And so I just started.
Yeah,
doing
I mean, as far as auditioning
and...
professionally, I don't know, maybe we're 7
yeah,
or
I
so.
Yeah, I started. A little bit later, but I would do acting classes with, like, Triple Threat and, like, a lot of...
So, yeah. Natalia, you're developing into a young woman, but you're only still 12.
Yeah.
How do you handle the rejection?
I have always... My mom likes to keep it clear to me that many, many kids audition, and you're very lucky if you get anything, really. It's really about knowing... Like, just getting the chance to audition is such a great opportunity, and it can be the, like, slightest thing. Like, your eye color can be why you're rejected, so you can't really take... I try not to take it personally and get really sad
about it. That's the thing, and you have to keep that up, Natalia.
Yeah.
Don't take... You, both of you.
Yeah.
That's the key. See, because the ego... You know, and your son is, Jamie's how old now?
18.
18. So he's almost through that. But, you know, the adolescent, I mean, our egos are so fragile our whole lives, but particularly through teen years, I just don't want you to take it personally.
Yeah, I never tried it. Like, sometimes I'll do it, but my mom will always remind me at least you had the audition to get the audition. At least you had the chance to get the audition, and they picked you to have the audition.
Yeah,
so.
Usually it's something outside your control. You know, you need to be taller, you need to look younger, you need to
have a different hair color. Even if you just forgot your lines or whatever, it doesn't matter. You still have to externalize it. You still have to say, it wasn't meant to be, I wasn't meant to get that role, there'll be another role.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I think you have to do that. I think you have to build that wall because otherwise it would invade too much your ego and it wouldn't be healthy for you.
And they've been able to have, you know, a normal school life, normal childhood because... You know, there's a job, and then they're 6 months without a job, and you're just in school, and you're doing this school musical. Cam doing players. It's great to have that balance, and they all, including Jamie, really managed to have a pretty normal childhood. Never had to be homeschooled, really, except, you know, Jamie's very short stints of time.
Natalia, are your friends, are your girlfriends, do some of them say, oh, I'd like to do that, too?
Not really. right now, but when I was younger in elementary school, a few kids would be like, I asked my mom and she said I can do it. And I would be like really happy that kids were intrigued and wanted to do it. But like a lot of people didn't really realize how hard it actually was and like how much your parents have to be in it. My mom, it's like her second job just having her acting stuff. She's such a big role in it. So like it's a really big dedication. And so some, not really right now, my friends don't really say that they'd like to do it, but they'd say I'm lucky and they'd say that it's such a cool thing, which I'm really happy. They're really supportive about everything.
Cameron, do you want to stick with this for the time being? Is this something you want to keep doing?
Definitely. It's a lot of fun and it's always a great experience.
What are you doing now, like career-wise? Are you actually, as we speak, filming something? Is something going on right
I'm
now?
I'm not currently, but I've been auditioning. Self-tapes. Just like I did from there.
And do you see what's out there and say, I think I'd be good at that and go for it? Is that like how it works?
I try to go for all of them.
And how do you know where they are? Like, how do you know where the opportunities are? I would have no idea.
Yeah, they have an agent and manager who just sends auditions.
Them.
And yeah, that's all in it that way. We should mention, while there's still time, Natalia, do you want to tell them about the sequel to A California Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Got 10 seconds.
A California Christmas City Lights is coming out on the 16th, which is the sequel to the first one, which I'm super excited about. And I get to go to LA for the premiere.
Lovely.
Really.
That's on Netflix.
And probably get a new dress.
Yep. My mom said I can do that.
All right. Well, we've got the Johnson Man, the Man Kids, here in the studio. What a privilege it's been. We'll be back on the air with you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Dave Ramsey at noon and Paul Pacelli from 2 to 6. You've been listening to The Lisa Wexler Show. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow.